This is the only live and local morning show in the area. Breaking news, engaging talk, news that affects you. The KUMA Coffee Hour, brought to you by the Pendleton Roundup and Happy Canyon on News Talk 1290 KUMA and FM 96.5.
Last night, Pendleton City Council met, and this morning we're going to find out some of the outcomes from that meeting with Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. We'll begin the conversation coming up right after this.
Hello, everybody. This is Anthony Lucia, your Pendleton Extreme Bulls Tour finale announcer. The event that crowns the Extreme Bulls Tour champion is back and will take place during the 112th Pendleton Roundup this September. The PRCA, the Pendleton Roundup, and Happy Canyon are excited to present the Extreme Bulls Tour finale, presented by Coors Banquet and your local Coors distributor, Columbia Distributing, to the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. The Extreme Bulls Tour finale will be a two-day event, September 12th and the 13th, featuring the top 24 professional bull riders in the world. Each and every one of them had to qualify to be there inside the world-famous Happy Canyon Arena. Get your tickets now, as they won't last long, for this new event that will crown the Extreme Bulls Tour champion. Buy tickets now at PendletonRoundup.com. Happy Canyon Arena on Monday, September 12th and Tuesday, September 13th for the PRCA Extreme Bulls Tour finale. On with the show and let her buck.
Keeping you informed on local issues. Back to the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday, August 3rd, and this is the KUMA Coffee Hour. Dan Tessman, your host here, and joining me in studio this morning, Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us this morning.
Glad to be here with you, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
Yeah, it's nice to always get caught up on what's happening with the city of Pendleton. And as Danny introduced this program this morning, City Council met last night, and there were several items that we're going to discuss this morning, starting with one that we have covered pretty extensively, both on this program and in the news, and that regarding the ordinance declaring a ban on psilocybin services in Pendleton. You guys had a public hearing along with discussion on related ordinance and resolutions. Fill us in on what was decided by City Council last night.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. But before I jump into that, I want to make sure our listeners know that City Council member Sally Branson gave birth to a baby girl since our last radio show, so we offered our congratulations to her, and she's doing well. But you know how having a brand new baby is. It's a big change in your lifestyle.
Absolutely.
So anyway, Dan, 2 months ago, I couldn't pronounce psilocybin. But it's an issue that was passed by the state as ballot measure 109 2 years ago. And what the state did was it had a two-year rulemaking period that is now kind of over. And it gave, at the end of that rulemaking period, the counties and municipalities the ability to put on the ballot a ban on psilocybin services within their jurisdiction. And since 64% of the voters in Umatilla County voted against Measure 109, what you've seen since then is a number of people, a number of organizations have put a ban on the ballot in November, asking voters to vote yes to vote to ban the services. So the county has done this. Recently, the city of Hermiston has done it. And so Pendleton's just following suit. So the ballots had to be put in November of an even-numbered year. So if we didn't do this year, we'd have to wait for a whole another 2 years, by which time maybe psilocybin services might be established in Pendleton, which the voters may not want. But this is something that they're going to get to decide on. So if nothing's done, the regulatory framework is scheduled to accept applications for psilocybin-related licenses on January 2nd of 2023. So it's kind of confusing to some people. Do I vote yes or do I vote no? If you are against psilocybin, you would vote yes to ban it in the city limits of Pendleton. If you like psilocybin, you would vote no against the ban. So that's what we did. So there was a two-step process. Last night, we had to begin by passing an ordinance declaring a ban on psilocybin services. And then secondly, we passed a resolution referring a ballot measure to the voters in November. So that's what we did.
All right. Thanks for clearing for that, and especially for what the voters need to do come November. I know that some of the language can get a little confusing, and you're not quite sure what to do. Anytime there is anything on the ballot, make sure that you take the time to educate yourself on the different issues on the ballot. Under new business, another agenda item last night was travel penalty fee increase proposal. Talk about that and the proposal and where things are.
So several weeks ago, Travel Pendleton approached the city about increasing the room tax that that people who stay in our local hotels pay. The Travel Pendleton fee is $1.50 a night. That specifically goes into Travel Pendleton, and it's used to promote overnight stays, market our community. The $1.50 fee has been in place for over 10 years. It has not gone up in over 10 years. But as everybody knows, the cost of living has gone up in over 10 years. So what's happened is that each year with inflation, fewer and fewer dollars are available to market Pendleton. So the hoteliers who serve on the Travel Pendleton Committee, or actually the Travel Pendleton Committee, went out to the hoteliers, talked to the hoteliers. The hoteliers agreed, we want to increase this fee because we want more marketing done in Pendleton, for Pendleton, so that our it would bring more businesses to their hotels. So they approached us about a month ago, asked to increase the fee. The feedback that they got was that one of the unique characteristics of the fee that comes in is a portion of the money that gets collected pays for the maintenance of the convention center. The logic was, is, that the convention center generates overnight stays with the business that it does, and this could be a source of revenue that would keep that building looking good and maintained properly. Their proposal to the council was that none of the new tax would go toward maintaining the convention center. Council said we'd like you to reconsider that. Please bring us back another proposal. Last night they brought back three different options. One was the same. The second was actually a 70-10, or no, a 90-10 split, where they suggested 10% of the money could go toward paying for some public safety purposes. And then the third option, excuse me, the third option would be it would be a 70-30 split. The convention center would keep a small share of it, but it would contribute the majority of the funds back into the marketing plan. So the convention center would benefit by that marketing. The council discussed it at length, and at the end of the night, asked that the Travel Pendleton Committee go back to the hoteliers and suggest and ask if they'd be willing to increase the tax enough so that they could still receive the marketing money that they want, but that there would be an additional revenue that would allow the convention center to receive some funds to continue to maintain the building, which the cost of maintenance has gone up, and that revenue stream that comes in has been flat, because it's a flat fee. So that was the direction to the council from the council, and I think we're gonna have a workshop coming up to see what the results of those conversations are.
So Dan, just so the listeners know what we're looking at, last night we started the discussion with the guess that we would go from $1.50 to $3. That didn't provide any options that the city was quite happy with. We all agreed that Travel Pendleton needs a lot more money to market the city, But we also know, as Rob just said, that we need more money to help maintain the infrastructure, the HVAC units, the restrooms, the Wi-Fi, the all the stuff that makes our convention center attractive. So what we specifically asked them to do was to consider an extra 50 cents, could raise it by $2. And if you did that, then you would have the, enough money to pay for the marketing budget that Travel Pendleton desires and the hoteliers desire, and we would also have enough money to provide for infrastructure maintenance at the convention center. So that's kind of how we left it.
And should it go to $2, as you just mentioned, is that comparable to other cities this size? I can't think of going to cities, you know, in comparison to Pendleton, to where, you know, I paid 10, 12, you know, you go to some of these cities and you look at your bill at the end of your stay and you look at, you're like, well, what's this tax? What's this tax? What's this tax? And it could add up, but $2 doesn't seem like too much, or is it?
Well, and that's a question that came up, and the response was that that was one of the reasons why the hoteliers might be reluctant to increase it to $2. They don't want to discourage people from staying here. There was some debate as to whether or not an extra 50 cents on the hotel room would discourage people from staying here. We were given some examples of what the transient room tax rates are in other communities. And for Eastern Oregon, it sounds like we might be a little high. We're roughly 10%, it was explained to us. And most of the communities around us are a little lower than that. It was shared that Walla Walla is at 12%, and it sounded like Bend was right around 10%. So it sounds like we're maybe a little on the upper end, which I would expect for a community like ours that has so much tourism activity. I would expect that our transit room tax might be a little higher because we rely a lot on tourism, and therefore marketing is is really important part of what we do.
Dan, I was in Washington, D.C. last week, and we'll talk about that after the break. But when I got my hotel bill, there was $28 a night in extra fees tacked onto it. Now, that's Washington, D.C. But also, it's very common for our hotels here in the area to triple their rates during big events like Music Fest or Roundup. So an extra $2 doesn't sound to me like a big obstacle to marketing.
Exactly, and that was kind of my point in why I asked you guys that question. And with that, we are going to take a break, come back, and we will get into the mayor's trip back to D.C. and much more after this.
These high gas prices are affecting all of us. Letter Bus Transit is trying to help reduce your fuel bills by having bus routes run 11 times per day to over 20 bus stops conveniently located throughout the city. You can even save going to the grocery store because they have stop at Walmart every 50 minutes. Their handy mobile app lets you track your bus in real time so you don't waste time. So start saving money today and Letter Bus. For more information, go to the City of Pendleton website.
Stop in and visit the Community Thrift Shop in downtown Pendleton. It's no ordinary secondhand store. This little gem offers a boutique experience at thrift store prices. Stop in, and stop in often, as the gently used donations hit the shelves daily. Your donations of gently used vintage and antique items are always appreciated. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 10. Follow Community Thrift Shop on Facebook, and remember, all proceeds from the Community Thrift Shop proudly support Heritage Station Museum.
Wild Horse Resort and Casino presents Free Youth Golf Clinics with rising stars of the LPGA from the Epson Tour. The Free Youth Clinics will cover golf fundamentals from an LPGA player and Nike staff. Snacks, beverages, and gifts included. Two sessions available. One for CTUIR members at Wild Horse Golf Course on August 30th from 10 to noon, and one for the public at the golf course at Birch Creek on August 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. Space is limited at each clinic. Sign up now at wildhorseresort.com.
You know you must be doing something right if you have customers who have been coming to your store for over 40 years. Here's Bruce Giannotti on why he has shopped at Zimmerman's since 1979.
I've been shopping there over 40 years. I've renovated quite a few properties, and I buy everything from nuts and bolts to toilets and hot water tanks and everything in between. They always seem to have what I need. If they don't, they can get it usually within 2 or 3 days.
Zimmerman & Company True Value, open 7 days a week on Main Street in downtown Pendleton.
People often ask, can you fix my car? And nearly always the answer is, yes, we can. Hi, Scott here for your locally owned Pendleton Tire Factory. Did you know that we do brakes, batteries, tune-ups, air conditioning work, cooling system, shocks, struts, trailer wiring, install tow hitches? And quite often we can get the work completed on the same day. We also service most RVs and living quarter horse trailers. Pendleton Tire, Eastgate, Pendleton, 276-2774.
Local news, local issues, from the area's only live and local morning show. This is the KUMA Coffee Hour on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. And as the mayor mentioned in the last segment, he recently traveled to the other side of the country, to our nation's capital, for some meetings. Hopefully you got a little bit of R&R in there also, John. But talk about the purpose of your trip and why you went back.
Dan, about once a year, we've found that it's effective for some official from the city to go speak directly with the various agencies and our elected officials in Washington, D.C., and sit with them face-to-face and explain what our needs and requests are. And one of the things that I did in this past trip was I met with both Senator Merkley and Wyden and with Congressman Cliff Bentz and talked to him about some of the things that we're trying to accomplish. Now, they do a good job of coming out here, once a year at least. Senator Wyden and Congressman Bentz were just here last month. But we had a specific request in for $1.5 million in what's called congressionally directed spending. And that was for some help with building the road out on the east side of town up by the water filtration plant to help us develop that. There's a parcel of a couple hundred acres up there so we can open it up for more housing. And that won't pay for the entire road, but if you get several pots of money together, you might come up with enough money to build the road, and then attracts developers. So I'm pleased to say that last Thursday the city was informed that we were put into the appropriations bill for $1.5 million for the housing expansion access road. Now what happens is the appropriations bill will have to be voted on, but just getting into the bill is a huge victory for us. We had some other requests and that were not funded, but this one was probably our top priority. Then I met with some folks at the Economic Development Administration on an education and expansion program for UAS education that BMCC is trying to put together. They didn't give me an answer, but they were aware of the project, and they'll probably make a decision on their various grants later on in the year. That's about a $2.7 million ask. But that would purchase a lot of the needed equipment so students could have a hands-on experience in building, maintaining, and flying actual UAVs, and would come out of it with a certificate that would make them very attractive to the UAV industry. We had a request into the Department of Justice for a $250,000 grant for community-oriented policing. What Chief Byram wants to do, and I think he was on the show yesterday explaining all this, is establish a second beat or fourth beat that would include walking and biking on the river walkway and in the downtown area to kind of steer people down there that need access to treatment programs to places like community counseling and the Unitilla Department of Community Corrections that has these kind of services and stuff. So that was with the Department of Justice. Our biggest ask has been out there for years, and this is the Interchange 209 exit. That's where US 395 goes underneath I-84 down there by Burger King and Safeway in that area. And that's been ODOT's number one priority for Region 5 for years. But it's a huge project. It used to be, 10 years ago, it was about a $25 million project. We now estimate that it's at least a $40 million project. And so we've asked the U.S. Department of Transportation for $36 million. And the city and the state and ODOT will have to come up with the remaining $4 million should we get this grant. But that will be a great change to the way that traffic exits I-84, truck traffic going 395 north-south. That 395 is a major north-south corridor for all of eastern Oregon going clear down to John Day and Burns. And right now, it's just it's not very safe. So those are some of the things that we were asking for. A lot of decisions will not be made for months on these things. Another thing that I tried to do when I was talking to our elected officials is explain to them that we're going to need some federal help down the road, probably in a year, on the Mackay Creek sediment removal issue. So as we all have been following for years, we had a pretty decent sized flood down there in 2019, and we've had high water events almost every year since then. And the base cause for that is because we are no longer allowed to get into that creek and clean it out on a periodic basis because somewhere along the line, somewhere in the 1990s, it was declared critical habitat for fish. And as long as it's got that designation, we can't get the backhoes and stuff in there to remove the sediment that continuously clogs up the street bed. So we need it to handle at least 15,000 cubic feet per second. It handles considerably less than that now. You get a year like we had this spring. We just dodged a bullet this spring because we started letting water out of the reservoir early, and it was right up to the banks of the creek for days on end, and thank goodness that it didn't flood. But if we don't get in there on a periodic basis and clean the thing out, we're going to be dealing with this year after year. So I explained to our elected officials that at some point in time, after we do a complete basin analysis, which we're in the process of doing, and we come up with some viable solutions, we'll probably need some federal help. And we think one of the things we're going to need is some help in lifting this critical fish habitat designation for Mackay Creek. So, I don't know. It was a lot of meetings last week. It's good to get back there and see folks face-to-face. They seem to think that the public officials coming to D.C. is worthwhile, and so we'll see. But at least we got $1.5 million out of the deal.
All right. Well, thanks for that update. And with that, we're going to take another break. Be back with more after this.
Catch the Coffee Hour on your phone. Download our free mobile app, My Columbia Basin.
Planning, looking ahead, it's a good practice. Michael Stratton with Stratton Insurance discusses why people buy life insurance.
There's dozens of reasons to buy life insurance, but when you boil everything down, typically people purchase life insurance because they owe it to someone or because they love someone. Life insurance has evolved, it's changed, it's become more expansive and actually less expensive over time. The products that we have available today are more efficient and they do more for you. It's no longer death insurance, it really truly is life insurance. If you get sick, get hurt, have something debilitative happen to you, and you can't perform two of the six daily tasks of living, you can receive a portion or a majority of your death benefit while you're living. Spend it any way as you see fit.
Let's sit down together today and see how life insurance can benefit your family. Stratton Insurance, one responsible source. Follow us on Facebook, see us in Pendleton, Hermiston, LeGrand, The Dalles, and online at stratton-insurance.com.
It's time to fly. At least we always think it is. The Walla Walla Regional Airport and Alaska Airlines are excited to serve you, our traveling public, and to see all the fun destinations you choose. So purchase your ticket today at alaskaair.com, pack your bags, and have fun exploring. The Walla Walla Regional Airport makes it easy to begin your trip with daily Alaska Air flights to and from Seattle and beyond. And remember, free parking, fly Walla Walla. It works.
Did you know common hazards in and around your house can contaminate our drinking water? These hazards are known as cross connections and can result in contaminated water backflowing into your neighborhood drinking supply without you even knowing. If your property has an in-ground irrigation system, the state mandates you make sure these steps are followed. Confirm that your irrigation system has an approved backflow assembly. If you do not have one, then you need to get one installed immediately. Test your backflow prevention system annually and make sure the test results are reported to the city of Pendleton as mandated by Oregon law.
Awareness of mental health struggles has never been more important than in the last few years. Here at Mackay Creek Estates, through our wellness program celebrations, we seek to engage our residents in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. If you'd like to learn more about mental health in older adults, we're hosting a free webinar with geriatric mental health specialist Laura Valancourt. That's on Friday, August 26th at 10 a.m. Laura will offer advice on how to understand your loved one's struggles and best support them. To register, visit PrestigeCanHelp.com. Again, that's PrestigeCanHelp.com.
Let's get back to the area's only live and local morning show, the KUMA Coffee Hour, on News Radio FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA.
Back this morning with Pendleton Mayor J- John Turner and City Manager Rob Corbett. And Rob, I want to take a minute this morning and ask you to update us. I know the city's been kind of rethinking, retooling its communications efforts. Where do things stand on that?
So, Dan, last year the council adopted, each year they adopt goals. A year ago, the council adopted an additional goal to improve communications to the public and asked that I include in the budget funds to hire a communications person. We had a new communications person come on staff earlier this spring, and that person came into the job and was given the primary task of focusing on some just kind of a handful of areas. I mean, there's a lot that goes into communications, and when you start talking about it, it is all encompassing, and it includes a massive amount of work that could be done. But the position's a halftime position, so we had to really manage the workload that she has. So we asked her to focus on informing the public about the a few of them. One of them was informing the public on public works projects. So when the city is tearing up roads or doing something that's going to be disruptive to people's lives, then we wanted to do a better job of informing people what's going on. And so, secondly, we wanted to be more proactive in getting the message out about what's happening. Recently, we did a press release on psilocybin because you mentioned earlier it's a confusing topic, and so we tried to provide clarity. We want to be able to do better internal communicating. We have over 100 employees. We want to make sure they're informed because they're constantly being asked as employees, what's the city doing about fill in the blank? So we're doing a lot of internal communications that way. And then monitoring social media. What are people talking about? What should we respond to? And what do we let go? There's a survey out that people can go to our website or Facebook and jump on to give us give us feedback. I'd really appreciate it if people could do that, because we'd like to hear from you how we can get better at communicating, giving you the information you want.
All right. Well, very good. And I appreciate, again, John Turner, Mayor of Pendleton, and Rob Corbett, City Manager, being my guest. That's going to do it for this edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. Have a great day.
Depend on us for local news, sports, and weather. News Radio, FM 96.5, 1290 KUMA, Pendleton.